This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Americans gathered across the country yesterday to remember the more than 3,000 people who died in last year's terrorist attacks. President Bush attended ceremonies at the Pentagon and laid a wreath in the field where United Airlines Flight 93 crashed near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. In New York, the president spent 2 hours with the families of the people who were killed in the attacks in the World Trade Center. Last night, the president addressed the nation from Ellis Island with the Statue of Liberty as his backdrop. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
At every stop in a long day of ceremonies, President Bush had tears in his eyes, and in his remarks last night he acknowledged the difficult emotions of the day. Remembering the horror, reliving the anguish, reimagining the terror, he said, is hard and painful.
For those who lost loved ones, it's been a year of sorrow, of empty places, of newborn children who will never know their fathers here on earth. For members of our military, it's been a year of sacrifice and service far from home. For all Americans, it has been a year of adjustment, of coming to terms with the difficult knowledge that our nation has determined enemies and that we are not invulnerable to their attacks.
Much of the president's speech echoed the themes he used right after 9/11. American values of freedom and liberty had been attacked. The United States would finish the fight our enemies had begun. But perhaps because of his new focus on getting rid of Saddam Hussein, the president now talks about defeating not only terrorists, but terrorists and dictators.
America has entered a great struggle that tests our strength and even more our resolve. Our nation is patient and steadfast. We continue to pursue the terrorists in cities and camps and caves across the earth. We are joined by a great coalition of nations to rid the world of terror. And we will not allow any terrorist or tyrant to threaten civilization with weapons of mass murder. Now and in the future, Americans will live as free people, not in fear, and never at the mercy of any foreign plot or power.
As he had a year ago, President Bush also spoke about American values of tolerance and respect. We respect the faith of Islam, Mr. Bush said, even as we fight those whose actions defiled that faith. And with a floodlit Statue of Liberty behind him, President Bush looked to the future.
A milestone is passed, and a mission goes on. Be confident. Our country is strong. And our cause is even larger than our country. Ours is the cause of human dignity, freedom guided by conscience, and guarded by peace. This ideal of America is the hope of all mankind. That hope drew millions to this harbor. That hope still lights our way. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness will not overcome it.
Mr. Bush said that September 11th will always be a fixed point in the life of America, and it certainly is a fixed point in his presidency. September 11th, 2001, was the day George Bush finally became the president for many Americans. His performance after the attacks helped dispel the doubts left by the contested election. And September 11th played to all Mr. Bush's strengths and inclinations. Many Americans viewed the attacks just as he did, in black and white terms. Freedom lovers versus evildoers. But the next chapter for the president will be more complicated and more challenging. This morning, he will address the United Nations General Assembly about Iraq, a subject with less moral clarity than 9/11. Americans were unified after the September attacks, but there is no consensus yet in the country or around the world about what to do with Saddam Hussein. Mara Liasson, NPR News, New York.